Hey everyone, Stephen here with Tiffany from the Deep Dive Podcast.
Firstly, we want to say thank you for listening, watching, commenting, and diving into these conversations with us each week.
I see those comments coming in. Someone out there called me Uncle. That's all right. Uncle Steve is here to stay.
Well, honestly, one of the best parts of doing this podcast is getting to know what you care about. And now we want to know you even better.
Yeah, what keeps you coming back to Deep Dive? Is it the topics we cover, the guests we bring on, or...
is it just us?
I think we know the answer. It's probably us.
We also want to know what you want more of. Should we go deeper into the bread and butter issues?
Or do you want us to unpack more of what is happening around the world?
And that's why we are running a Deep Dive audience survey. It will take only a few minutes and your feedback will help us shape future episodes.
So do take part. It's going to take you just a short while. And the bonus is 10 lucky participants will each receive a $50 Grab voucher. You can find the survey link right here.
Thanks again for being part of the Deep Dive community. Now on with the program.
So hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Deep Dive with me, Stephen. As you can see, I'm still by myself. Tiffany is still on leave, taking the kids for a well-deserved vacation. So thanks for staying with us. And today we're going to talk about education and AI, because Singapore's Education Minister Desmond Lee recently announced that all tertiary and ITE students will learn AI skills from 2027 onwards. We already know that students are using AI in school, but can they ever be ready for the workplace? And what about the educators? Are they able to keep up with the trends to teach AI effectively to prepare those students? So with us today, we have Ian Tan, lecturer at the Wee Kim Wee School of Communication and Information at NTU.
Yep. Hi. Hi, Stephen.
And also joining us, Susan Koo. She'll be graduating from the NUS Business School just this year, in about a month, right?
You're saying? Yes.
Okay, welcome, guys. So, Susan, I'll start with you because you're coming into the workforce very soon. You're part of the generation where people think, well, these guys, these young ones should know about AI and how to use it, right? But actually, did you use very much AI while you were in school?
Yes, but it's also dependent a lot on the person. So for me, I did use quite a bit of AI in revisions. So we learned new skills like Notebook LM and stuff like that kind of help you digest your notes and help you revise. So I think a lot of my peers are doing the same back when we were in school. Yeah.
Ah, so a bit like your 10-year series, only the AI version.
Yes, it helps you digest it for you and then you can, you know, absorb it.
But do you think that has sort of helped you prepare for getting a job, for the workplace, where I think AI is kind of being used in a different way?
Yes. So that's the way that most students have been using AI, but we also have the ways of like getting the AI chatbots to kind of like help us answer questions and help us like be the springboard for a lot of like brainstorming and discussions. Mm-hmm. And it's also very applicable to how we can use it in the workplace too.
AI is so powerful and can do so much more, right?
Yeah.
So from what she's doing, and you go to the workplace where actually some companies have adopted AI in a much more sophisticated manner. Yep. So the question is, you know, is she ready to take on those jobs in the workplace? And does she have the relevant skills, you know?
Yeah, and this really depends on where you're applying to. So right now, across the different industries, across different companies, there are a lot of varying viewpoints about how AI should enter the operations. And some companies, I'll just give an example. My friend called me up and she's working in a big MNC, and the MNC has been retrenching people. So she survived several cycles of retrenchments, but now she has been asked, along with the rest of her colleagues, to please show evidence that you are applying AI to your work.
Ah.
And give a PowerPoint deck, right, of several slides to walk through your process of using AI.
Wow.
So she called me up and she was panicking, and then I just said, okay, tell me, you know, how you use AI and so on. So to summarize, she used AI for research, doing internet searching, and to verify certain information, but nothing really beyond that. And I said, okay, tell me your workflow. So she explained the workflow, and I told her, okay, you could probably use AI in these parts of your workflow. And she said, okay, good. You know, now she has a PowerPoint deck she can prepare.
Okay.
So in some companies, there's a lot of pressure to demonstrate that you are AI savvy.
Right.
Right. And then in many companies, the bosses are still trying to figure out, what's this AI thing? How do I implement it? And there's a lot of pressure on bosses to show that they know AI and they are going to implement it. But the actual implementation is another question.
Okay, okay. So it sounds like there's a bit of a gap. Because I admit, I also use AI very much like a search engine. Mm-hmm. You know, although I talk to my AI, ask it to help me do research, you know. But I know of other companies where they've used it to streamline their operations, mm-hmm. to take on a lot of the data analytics, mm-hmm. to do a lot of the manual mm-hmm. tasks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so is there that gap? I mean, from what someone like Susan is learning in school, mm-hmm. is the university teaching her enough? In fact, did you have any courses that you need to teach you about AI?
Yes, there was. And I think if I could, you know, kind of go back to my point for a bit. Yes, now that you mentioned that, me and my peers have also been using AI for with those purposes in mind. So we do things like AI generate kind of visuals and stuff for pitches and stuff because it's just easier to kind of get that out or use that as a springboard. And in that same way, it becomes very applicable in jobs when, for example, I had to brief agencies and then it's just easier to kind of have like a visual for them to see.
Right. Mm.
So I think that is kind of one application that from school to work, there's a bit of like that project-based.
But was that something you guys discovered on your own, that you learned on your own as students? Was there a prof who taught you and said, okay, use this specific AI and these are the methods to do it?
I think now, yes. So in my final year, I actually did do a mod on marketing technology and it's specifically focused on a lot of AI platforms.
Okay.
But I think with this type of modules, you kind of have to sort it, like seek it out yourself. Yeah, so for example, in my course, we can pick the modules that we want to do. So if you're someone who is not curious or don't want to venture into AI, then you can kind of avoid those modules entirely. But if you are interested, then you can kind of pick and seek out those modules yourself.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Which means some students might be better equipped than others.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, perhaps that comes back to the point where, is there this gap? Again, because the employers who receive these young grads are thinking, well, these guys are young ones, they're Gen Z, they should be AI savvy and know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
But sounds like many of them may not be as savvy as we think they are.
Yeah, and so my students, in my classes, I teach two very different topics, right? I teach journalism on one side, and I teach marketing on the other side. And in journalism, we spend a lot of time going out to interview people, so you can't AI this stuff. So there's a lot of on-the-ground legwork and so on. But in marketing, I bring them into class and I teach AI straight away in terms of like generating visuals, writing copy, and showing them at which point will you see that AI is inadequate,
right?
At which point you need to step in. So I actively teach AI skills in my modules where it's useful. And in journalism, it's kind of hard to use AI and retain the thinking process. But I am very clear when I teach when I should bring in AI and teach the students these skills and when I should keep it out of the classroom, right? When I need them to be doing legwork and thinking for themselves.
Right, right.
So this is where I think to get to the point of, whether are students ready? Are they AI savvy enough for the workforce? It really depends on the company and the industry that they're going into. Some industries are easily automated, meaning, there's a lot of repetitive work going on and there needs to be a lot of automation. And so this is where the employees will find it easier to apply AI to it. But let's say if you're an F&B and you're front of the house, you're serving customers, it's very hard to AI that.
Right.
So it really depends on industries. And I think there's also active awareness amongst lecturers in all the universities across the world that we do need to embrace this technology and to not only just use it, but also share with our students how we use it. So I do that quite actively.
Okay. Yeah. But that's a challenge there too. I think where we've heard of how in certain schools, some lecturers are more pro AI than others. Some are definitely more comfortable teaching and using AI versus others. I mean, did you encounter that too? Were there certain courses?
Yes, there's a lot of courses right now that are currently in this phase of you can use AI as long as you declare it. So that's a lot of our assessments and assignments. But then there are certain professors who are strictly no AI, and they will share that if we detect like a certain amount of AI in your work, then you can fail the grade, you can fail the module. So it's very different based on the different professor.
Well, it's hard to imagine. Is there any course nowadays that you can say don't use any AI at all?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. When people say, if I detect AI, you're going to fail the course, right? If a person says that, then I'm like, okay, but what if AI can write as well as a human being and you can't detect it anymore?
Yep.
And that has already been achieved with some of the models out there. So my philosophy on this has always been the same. For the past 3 years that I've been teaching NTU, I never accuse students of using AI. I just don't talk about it, right? Meaning as in, I never make it an issue.
Yep.
I simply ask if they have met the requirements of the assignment. So I have very clear rubrics for them. And the rubrics that I design demand that they do legwork, that they have a thinking process. And there's often an oral presentation where they have to share in class, right? And take questions from me. So that's where I know if they actually know their stuff. So I'm not worried about them using AI for research, for even correcting their English and so on. I am concerned, for example, if they do a presentation and then they hold up their phone, right? And they have generated a speech.
Yeah.
And they just read from it. I said, and then it came to a point whereby, okay, no more speaking notes.
Yeah.
Right? Just memorize your script and tell me. So even if AI generated a script, they'll still have to remember what AI generated. So something goes into the head. If you're just going to read out a script, I said, you're presenting to the phone, you're not presenting to me.
Yeah, but I guess the point is, from your point of view, is that AI is just a tool, and if you can use it effectively to achieve your purpose, your objective, then so be it, right? Whereas from what Susan encountered, there were some who said, you shouldn't be using AI at all. But then the question again becomes, then therefore, will some students be left in a bit of the lurch, you know, left behind, so to speak, because they're not being allowed to get up to speed in what is seen as a technology that has already invaded all our lives?
Yeah, I think being left behind is one thing. Being confused is another thing. What should they do about AI? Should I use it? Should I not use it? Right? So I think across the world, institutions are trying to be consistent within the organization, the school, and saying, okay, what's our AI usage policy? So I think that's important.
Okay.
And if students, you know, get confused by different lecturers, then there really needs to be a dialogue, you know, with the school, you know, a discussion with the school, and say, hey, so what am I supposed to do with this technology? It's everywhere. I can't avoid it.
Right.
Right. And students need to share that with their lecturers and so on. Yeah.
So Susan, do you feel that you were equipped with, you know, enough AI skills and knowledge? Was that part of your university learning experience, or that's something that you sort of learnt on your own?
I think for the most part, it's kind of something that I learned on my own. But I would say maybe for the future batches down the line, they will be more equipped, like like officially from the school. But on my own, I definitely have to pick it up myself. And just based on what my peers are doing as well, we all kind of went through it together. And that's kind of how we learned how to use like certain AI tools. And then we will like cross-check with each other, make sure like we're doing it right. Make sure our prompting is better, so we practice together and we kind of all kind of do better together with AI.
And when you've done your internships, was there an expectation that you should know a certain level of, you know, AI and how to use it?
I think definitely, yes. So even there was one interview for an internship where they did ask like, how comfortable am I with AI? So I think it's a question that is coming up a lot in all these type of interviews with us. And then we kind of are expected to know how to use them. Yeah, so I would say yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the next question is, are the people teaching, you know, our students, our young ones, equipped with the right knowledge? Do they, are they themselves, you know, AI savvy to therefore be teaching, you know, our students how to use AI?
Yeah. So I can't speak for everybody out there, but my colleagues that I work with are quite, in fact, very AI savvy. We try the different tools out there and we experiment. So I went to interview many fellow lecturers in my university, NTU. And the people who responded were people who have been actively using AI. And I learned so much from them. Mm. You know, they were teaching me the techniques, you know, how they design lessons and assessments with or without AI, right? And why they did it in certain ways. I think the challenge for lecturers and professors is that the lack of time, right, to go study this new alien intelligence, because it does require time.
Right.
And it requires constant practice. But as you know, everybody has busy lives, right?
But
and
that sounds like a bit of an excuse. I mean, because when the computer first came around, we also needed to take time to learn how to use it, you know, how to use the search engines and the different Excel and Word and all those.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, there's a will, there's a way, right? So should we be making this sort of a some kind of a mandatory course where all teaching personnel in the country go through some kind of training?
The past few years of AI advancement, there were some things that I really wanted to teach people, but I couldn't because they were too difficult to teach and because they're too complicated, very technical. Okay. But now they're so easy. And you just press a few buttons and you will be able to do something that would have taken me some time to type 3 years ago for AI apps. So as technology advances, it gets easier to use, right? To the point whereby, okay, you know, it's kind of intuitive. So the interface keeps improving.
Yeah.
And so that would help solve the AI literacy problem, a big deal.
Then there's even less of an excuse to not know how to use it,
yes,
right?
So in the meantime, as things improve, what we talk about training, there is a lot of active training going on.
When someone like Susan enters the job market, the employer expects her to know stuff, but actually she hasn't been taught any of that stuff. So is it then the onus of the company to teach them? Mm. I mean, in fact, do you feel that the company should be teaching you how to use all these things and all these tools?
In this stage, no, because I feel like we are all expected to have a basic level of it. But definitely for maybe older or like non-mid-career individuals who hasn't experienced AI as much, maybe they need the training a bit more than us. Yeah.
Do you actually have any concerns entering the job market?
Yes.
Yeah? But what would be your biggest concern?
I think AI is one of them.
Okay.
Because I think when it comes to entry-level jobs, they are a bit, they're kind of disappearing a little bit with AI because companies maybe are not really seeing the value of entry-level positions anymore if they can be taken over by AI. Mm. So like things like even just data entry or administrative tasks, maybe there's no need for, you know, entry-level positions for those anymore because of AI. So I think that is one of the biggest reasons why a lot of fresh grads are a bit worried about the job market.
Right.
Yeah, because we don't see the entry-level jobs from 5 years ago currently. Yeah.
Do you feel that you'll be competing with others who are more AI savvy?
Yes, but it depends on how they use AI. Because if there's someone who just uses AI for very menial tasks and then or just completely trust AI with whatever output they give, I think that's not the best candidate to have. Like I think.
But you're not the one hiring.
Yeah, I mean, but right? I'm like thinking
the boss would be like, he's done what takes two people, you know, 2 hours to do in 20 minutes, you know.
True, but like then it becomes a fact of like whether or not that person themselves are going to be accountable and feel accountable for the output that they generated with AI.
Okay,
so it's about responsibility a bit for the
very good. You're selling yourself in a different hire me for these other reasons, you
future
know.
Employers
thank you.
That's right. Because I mean, you know, our education minister did say that AI can shortcut the struggle of learning. In a way, it does. You can have this one-on-one customized learning. I can talk to my AI, it can teach me a new language, things like that. So it does help. But at the same time, are we then sort of negating some of the learning process? Because now I don't need to realize how I got to 10, because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, I just go to 10 straight away and figure out from there, right? So have I lost some of that, those foundational skills?
Yeah. So learning is, some call it you know, a process of productive struggle, right? And when I coach fellow teachers, sometimes they are secondary school teachers or JC teachers, in AI, I teach them that our job has always been to help create friction so that people would learn. Because when things get very easy, like for example, today most people don't know how electronics work because they're so easy, you just press a button and go, right? But in the past, we had to fix things ourselves. So I always remember the key thing is where for myself, when I learn anything, I must go through struggle. I must hit against a wall. I must find out, hey, I did something wrong and how do I correct it? And so there must be productive struggle. And the teacher's job is really to introduce friction so that the student, it's not too easy for the student, right? The student doesn't just sail right into things because nothing will go into the head. So we learn when we repeat an action and we get better at things.
But you're saying the journey of getting to the solution is important, right?
Yeah.
But what, Susan, what do you think? I mean, sometimes you're like, can I skip the journey and just get to the solution? I feel that way sometimes too. Like, I don't need to know how you did it, just get it done.
Definitely, we kind of am tempted to kind of just skip to the end. But I think it's also very important to kind of be able to learn the foundations. Yeah, so because it builds critical thinking, right? Without critical thinking, when you do anything else in the future, it doesn't apply or adapt for your other situations. So I think for us, I'm okay to use AI to learn, but I think we just want to use it to cut some steps, but not like remove the learning journey entirely.
But I guess the concern is that in the long run, we will lose some of that because, you know, I mean... Yeah, the calculator has come around and now we don't even think about the moment. I don't even try trying to calculate how much the bill should be for each of us. You know, we just use the machine.
Yeah. So I think let me explain how one can use AI for effective learning, right, and shortcut certain things. So I always tell people we use AI when it comes to something that is very mundane and very repetitive and we don't really want to do it. For example, if somebody gave me 5 long documents to read, I'm like, why do I have to read through everything? So I'm just going to summarize them first to get the gist of them and maybe just get the quick outline and find out which chapters or segments should I read. So when I watch YouTube videos today, it can be any video, I click on this little icon where Gemini will allow me to do a quick chat, right? I'll say summarize the video. So I would go through the summary of video and say, is this worth my time? If it's worth my time, I will watch the video or I will zoom in on the section because they give you the timestamps, you see. So you can just click and you get to the very part of the video. So I don't have to sit through a 2-hour podcast just to get maybe 1 or 2 points of interest, things that are interesting to me. So this is where I tell people, hey, if you have a lot of content that you need to sift through, AI can help you compress the time, but you still need to spend time reading the portions in detail. Yeah, so that's what I'll say is effective use of AI in learning.
So how do you feel now that you're about to enter the workforce? Do you feel ready for that? And do you feel that people in your generation are adequately prepared with AI knowledge to take on this, you know, next leap?
I can only speak for the people around me and myself. I think we are quite equipped because we do know a lot of platforms and the basics of how to use AI, be it like the chatbots or certain agentic AI functions and even like platforms that helps you build like for example, Base44 helps you build websites, all these kind of things to build prototypes. We are aware of all these software. And we are able to utilize them to a certain extent. So I think for the workforce-wise, we are as ready as we can be, I think, for this generation of AI.
Okay.
But it's also, hopefully, we can get employers to also understand that AI cannot replace fresh grads. I think we still bring things to the table.
Yeah. Well, that's for you to prove, you know?
Yeah, that's for us to prove, yeah.
Okay. So. Ian, any last words?
Well, I think employers need to get good at AI themselves before they ask the employees to be good at AI, right? Before they ask job candidates, you know, are you good at AI? And I have seen that. I've seen people who are very AI savvy. They have redesigned the job descriptions in job postings, so they know what they're looking for. But what is not good is when a hiring manager says that I want an AI literate person, an AI savvy person, but actually doesn't know AI himself or herself. So then we're in a nasty situation because you are asking people to deliver something that you don't even know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So, well, be on the lookout for such folks, right? You'll know them when you see them. And I think look for people who can lead the way and teach you AI while you also upgrade yourself in AI skills.
Okay.
I think that's very important.
So it's really not one or the other. I mean, isn't the onus on just students to be equipped, but employers should also be ready to teach new staff how to use AI. Do you also think tertiary institutions should be teaching more, specifically courses related to AI?
I think we already are, right? And many institutions have announced their initiatives. The challenge is always how fast should an organization go, should an institution go when it comes to teaching AI, and is there a framework for this?
I guess you should start and have a plan at least. Yes. And I think when we talk about AI, it's a very broad spectrum, but it shouldn't be the onus on just students to know it. Employers should also be willing to help their new staff learn the ropes as well.
Yep.
So what do you think? I think many people have been worried about AI taking over jobs. You know, from what we see, it's not really about replacing jobs. It's a new tool that you can use, but if you don't know how to use it, then in all likelihood, you might be left behind. So share your thoughts, your comments with us here on Deep Dive. But otherwise, that's it for this week's episode. I'll see you again next week. Bye for now.